You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Ngakoue is really hurting himself, isn't he? I mean, when
it's
you're...
Bad.
Okay, so his reputation is he's not a great locker room guy.
Right.
He's very serious. He's very intense.
He's an a-hole. That's his... You really want to know the truth? His reputation that he's a big jag is what he is, and an off.
Wow, both of those things. He's both of them?
Yep. A jag and an off.
Wow. Well, he's a Jacksonville Jag, but he wants to be off the team.
So. Yes, and he's trying to and he thinks, you know what I'll do? I'll go on Twitter and go after right directly after the coach or the owner's son, Tony Khan, who's also the director of analytics, and he actually has a higher title now, a much higher title. And I told Tony, I said, Tony, you're my hero. And he said, thanks, just wish it didn't have to come to that. I said, your responses to him were like the greatest responses you can have to a troll, only in this case, the troll is a Pro Bowl edge rusher.
Yeah. He said, okay, Yannick started it with stop hiding Mo, M-O-E. What does M-O-E mean?
Don't know.
Because he said, you know, I'm not in hiding, sir. I'm in isolation getting ready for the draft. I've been pretty active on social media in isolation, but you wouldn't know that since you unfollowed me again. So then he says, it's a new regime here, sir. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the contributions you made here. That said, tweeting insults at me won't get you traded any faster. What was the insult?
Well, do you have it?
Well, I have the whole conversation here, but I don't see the insult. Is the Mo stop hiding Mo? Is that it?
Maybe, but he keeps going. You can just keep reading it. He keeps going at him.
No, but he really doesn't. Since you're meeting, here's Yannick saying, since you're feeling might today, let's both let the world in on the truth. We've had a discussion that the Chargers game was my last game. Yet you try to backdoor the situation without answering any of my camp calls. Shake my head, you spoiled brah.
You spoiled brah.
Oh, shake my head, you spoiled brah. Holding up people for no reason.
Holding up people means he wants to go where he just wants to get traded and they won't just let him out.
I get that,
obviously.
But
and they're
results?
Saying, yeah, he said, it's a new regime here, blah, blah, blah. Just trade me. I don't need the speech. That said, tweeting insults at me. And you know what's funny is Jacksonville fans just abuse Yannick Ngakoue. They are not pro Yannick.
No.
They're very, and you can see that in the responses. And so he kept going on a little bit more. He's not going to get like he's just like, dude, we got to have value. Tony Khan's like, you're a talented player. We got to have proper value.
Right. Well, this is the way to get out, though. I mean, because now they're between a rock and a hard place.
Actually, it's not the way to get out. They were going to trade him. Looking to trade him. And if you screw it up, if you screw this up, they are not going to trade him. They're
going
to wait.
Well, here's the deal is that but he can't go back. Look, to my new future team, whoever it may be, I can't wait to bring great discipline, integrity, and work ethic to that new city. Wherever I may land, you're going to get the hardest working defensive end in the league. Well, here's the thing, though, is they can't bring him back, so they got to get something for him. And I get it. Well, but did Dwayne Brown drive his value down? I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
DeAndre Hopkins drive his value down?
Well, I don't think DeAndre said anything publicly. Remember that kind of
Went
out of nowhere. I mean, Yannick Ngakoue
my point is you still got rid of Dwayne Brown.
Here's the thing. If Yannick would shut up.
Yannick Ngakoue is never going to put
up a jacket. They're getting rid of him on draft day. He needs to shut up. This is going to happen on draft day 4-1. He just needs to shut up. If he makes it harder and everyone else feels like they have leverage, they won't do it. I'm telling you. Tony Khan and Shad Khan will not move him for less than a one. And if he keeps this up and people think that they have all the leverage, Jacksonville just won't move him. Because they don't care. They want to be bad anyway.
Right. Well, they are.
They won't play him. It won't matter.
Well, but he also won't suit up, so it's a waste.
They don't want him suiting up. That's great.
Yeah.
That fits them perfectly. They don't want him to suit up.
Yeah,
they want to lose.
No,
no
question. He's killing it. He's killing it because he is. He's trying out there and being public in this thing and saying you're giving all of these teams. You're losing all the leverage for the Jaguars.
All you got to do is shut up, like Tony. You know Tony wants to say, just shut up and we'll try to deal you. You know, you got Seattle that's interested, the Philadelphia Eagles. We got teams interested. Just shut up. They're playing hardball. We're playing hardball. It'll get worked out on draft day. Be quiet. Please get off Twitter,
okay.
Dummy.
MOE means money over everything.
Yeah, but does that make sense there?
Stop hiding money over everything?
Stop hiding. There's no period there.
There's
he
no
says,
period.
Stop hiding.
Stop hiding, MOE.
Money over everything. That's a separate thought.
I guess, but he didn't. Okay, it's poor punctuation on top of everything.
There was poor punctuation earlier. I thought,
yes, I know. It was hard to read.
You spoil, brah. You don't know how to read. You don't know how to read athlete Twitter. Tyler, can you please read athlete Twitter when you get a chance? Because that's a different. It's like a little different language, athlete Twitter. It's a little different.
No,
you have to fill in the blanks as far.
I don't always.
What happened? What happened to good English grammar? Whatever happened to that? I mean, goodness.
On
where's
Twitter?
Where's punctuation?
Hold on. There are brilliant people on Twitter who use the same grammar. It's like it's a different language that people use. It's just like an in language. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah,
I don't typically use it, but I'm not young enough. But if you're young, you could be brilliant and still.
Yeah.
You wild. You wild is going to be.
How about use the language of the people? Okay. English, I like to call it.
Well, the language of the people on Twitter is not the same.
Of this country. Well, some of this country. Okay. Some of this country, I want to use it. Did you see Tom Brady got in trouble?
Yeah, because he thought the rule didn't apply to him.
Right. He was in a closed park working out, and a lady came up and said, "Hey, this park is – hey, you're Tom Brady."
Did she have glasses on and a dark jacket? And was there a barbecue going on as well? Did she get on her phone?
No, I don't.
Excuse me, police?
No,
was
she
it barbecue
call.
Becky?
No, it wasn't barbecue Becky because Tom Brady. Does Tom Brady look black to you?
No.
No, okay. She didn't make that mistake, okay?
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? What? 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 Stop saying what.
No. Say what one more time.
Then why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch, Brett? What? Say what one more time. I double dare you, mother.
Whoa.
Let's just play all
of Pulp
Fiction.
I don't think we can play that on the radio. I'm pretty sure we can't play
that. I got it on my phone.
You do?
Yeah, I can just play it at any
time.
Oh,
that's great. Your kids have never heard that kind of... Wait. Oh, no, wait. Yes, they have.
Can play it at any time. Sounds like a Longhorn game.
Sounds like... Oh, that is kind of funny. Your kids... Your wife is... I don't know of anyone more pious than your wife, and yet the filth and flarm.
Oh, it's... She just likes to try to follow... pious is a very strong and at times inaccurate word.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm talking
She
about.
Likes to go to church at different times when she's supposed to and stuff like that, but pious is just
Well,
not
she used to go every word. Morning and drag the kids.
Yeah, she used to go to daily mass. Daily mass.
Yeah.
My kids get upset on a weekend when we haven't watched mass on YouTube. I'm like, wow.
Right. Oh, really?
Look at
That's
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. Well. Your daughter, good Lord. I'm surprised.
Oh, she's one. Well, I can't even talk about it. I mean, my wife was doing a puzzle, and in the puzzle, at one section of the puzzle, it was about historical landmarks or something, and one of them had, I don't know, one of the famous sculptures that showed a woman who was topless. I don't know what.
Oh, Venus de Milo?
It's Venus de Milo. That's exactly what it is. And, of course, Maddie, who... is homeschooled and knows all about art.
Oh,
like she's incredible with art. She knows what it is. She goes, And all of a sudden I hear my wife said, "Marty, you know that's art." I know it's art. I know. But it's still a little bit inappropriate for a puzzle.
Wait a minute. So she's down. She can't. She thinks the breasts are inappropriate. But she doesn't. She has her arms cut off. Okay, Marty. Let's focus on something here. Get off the breasts and notice that she doesn't have any arms. Okay, no arms. Is that?
She's not trying to arm shame.
Well, no. How about
that? Cover up. Yeah, for Marty, it's like, great, cover up. We don't need to see this on a puzzle.
She doesn't have any arms to put some clothes on.
Frankly,
Marty.
She doesn't like that art anyway. That art is inappropriate to her. Okay. She's got all the earmarkings of a book burner. Telling you, she's got all the earmarks. Oh. I told you
JoJo
before,
Rabbit? Is she a little baby? Is she?
No.
JoJo Rabbit?
She's not JoJo Rabbit. It's 100% Handmaid's Tale.
Nazi.
Oh. Under his eye. That's what she is. Under his eye.
Ooh.
Under his eye. And don't go snitching when you're at the don't be trying to get anything going at the grocery store. When you're at the store shopping, don't be trying to get with another handmaid.
Don't be talking in the freezer.
Easy.
Don't think that's gonna fool Marty.
He'll put you up on the wall quicker than quick.
How many people would Marty be responsible for on the wall?
Oh, I'm just telling you right now. Don't start just You just keep your mouth shut around her. I'm sorry, what are y'all talking about?
Nothing.
We're not supposed to be talking about that. That's inappropriate. Mm. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Hey, yeah.
Overthrowing Gilead is inappropriate.
Mm.
Under his eye.
Wow. Peace.
She might be a good Martha, too.
Yep. Oh, what?
Or who is the lady? Praise be. Who is the lady that was, what's her name? That was cracking the whip on everyone.
Yeah,
the big one, the one who was
who got
the boss lady.
Ended up getting kicked down the stairs. Yeah,
well, that happens. But she survived.
That's all. Hey, you're trying to survive right now, and Chastain Ford is going to help you do that. They're going to help you. We just had John Clay Wolf on talking about cars and the values going down and everything else. Well, if you've got to get out of that car, you've got to get out of that car. If you've got to get into a new, but you need a car in Houston, you have to have a car. So get your payments down. And that's the first thing the Chastain Ford will ask you about. Okay, where do your payments have to be? And these are such trying times and such difficult times right now for everybody involved. You might, this might be a serious situation for you. Well, Chastain Ford is here for you. And, oh, by the way, you don't want to go to the dealership? That's fine. You can shop everything online right now. ChastainFord.com. 0% up to 84 months. And no, listen, here's something key. In 6 months, we could be in a great, great place. How about no payments for 6 months? They've got a lot of those great deals going on right now. Get rid of those payments and go to ChastainFord.com right now. You can shop online. They will deliver it. They will sanitize it, deliver it to your home. If you need your car fixed, they'll pick it up, fix it, sanitize it, and bring it back. They're doing all of this at Chastain Ford. They're just awesome. Houston people, you're looking for the best way to get out of that vehicle and into a new vehicle. It's ChastainFord.com. Just 5 minutes from downtown on 610, two exits east of 59, Homestead, not Hempstead, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, this Twitter language I'm not getting. Ike Ulu sent us this. You know what's left me with a bit more questions with this COVID-19 thing we got going on? My sister's veterinarian, who works among other doctors who do out-of-country visiting often, well, a couple of weeks back. And then that's the end of the story. I don't understand. What's the end of I don't get it. Has he got another tweet coming? Ike, I don't understand this Twitter language that's going on right now. It's Raheel's birthday. Did you hear that? Did you know that? That's what David said. David knows my birthday, too. This is getting creepy. That is creepy. Now it's creepy.
I don't know how anybody knows everyone's birthday.
I don't either. I didn't know today was yours is in January or something.
Yeah, Dez knows everybody's birthday. Dez knows my wife said there is not a person who is on Twitter who Dez does or Facebook who Dez doesn't know their birthday. She's amazing like that. Me, I'm the worst. Good friends, I don't know their birthdays, and they know mine. I'm like, wow, I must be a really terrible person. And I can say that. I can admit that when Dell's not here. Something I'd never say if Dell were here, of course. Did we lose John again?
I'm not sure. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's just, maybe he's just thinking. Maybe he's in deep thought. But looks like we lost him again. Looks like it's going to be one of those days. Have to get him off that. One of the things that is, I noticed that people know how to make things trend and not trend. There is did you see what happened with, we didn't talk about this yesterday. Did you see what happened with Lamar Jackson over the weekend?
I did not.
You didn't? Well, no. So I noticed that Twitter actively tried to alter, I didn't really realize this was a thing, but Twitter has figured out how to alter things so and how to make certain things trend. And what you do is you just keep writing the same phrase or the same name. You don't tag, you don't put their handle in it. You put their name in it if you want them to trend. And a lot of times that's for negative reasons. You just keep putting their name. And then what I notice is that people will put the same phrase over and like different people will write the same phrase. Like somebody says one thing and a different person will say it and a different person will say it and a different person will say it. So Lamar Jackson over the weekend, Trump for whatever reason said something about that pick of, I don't even know how it came up, but he said the pick, somebody had a video of Jair Alexander reacting, it may have been Bleacher Report, reacting to the pick of Lamar Jackson because Jair Alexander had been drafted before Lamar Jackson. They were teammates at Louisville.
Yeah, and he was jumping up and down.
And he was jumping up and down. Yeah, yeah. And so then Donald Trump goes, that was a really good pick or something like that. He just jumped in out of nowhere about that was a really good pick. And Lamar, John, I was asking Tyler, did you see what happened with Lamar Jackson over the weekend?
What does the truz mean? I don't understand that.
Truz, believe that. Just believe that. It's truz.
Oh, truz
see,
is
this
trust?
Is Twitter language again.
Yeah. Well, there. So why is truz trust? Say trust.
No. Truz Trump. And he said that. Truz Trump made their hearts explode out of their bodies. But he couldn't be attacked by Twitter. Like, Twitter is not – so there were some people who were a little upset with him. And what he's saying is the phrase is just means, yeah, believe it means you better trust what he's saying. It's basically he's not saying – he's really killing it with the COVID response and reaction. Lamar's just saying, man, you better listen to that, man. That's basically
subject,
what
– yeah. Why didn't he say – why didn't he say –
listen
you know
to
what?
That man on this subject.
Listen to
while
that
we
man.
Differ on the responses right. potentially in February to the COVID crisis, he's
right.
not. He's
good
not
day,
trying to say good. Good day, sir. Oh, John knocked himself. Tell him to turn down his mic so he stops knocking himself off the radio. He's not going to say. While there are times that I have differed with him on policy. And certainly the approach on social media and certain interviews that he's had on this particular matter, where he says that I was an extremely effective and superb pick by the Baltimore Ravens. I say you can, in this particular instance, trust Trump. Or, as I also say it, trust Trump. Good day, sir. Now, when that happened, Lamar Jackson, if some took it as shouting out Trump, there was panic ensued on Twitter. This happened on Saturday. And immediately somebody said, man, if he says, if Trump comes back with big truz, then he's getting my vote. That's it. I mean, like, people from the the from what would be considered black Twitter was saying, if he comes back with big truzz, if he comes, and then so I noticed to keep Lamar Jackson and that thing from trending, although it was huge, but it never hit trends. People started writing big truzz. They just started every sentence with big truzz. So big truzz started trending, not truzz Trump. Truzz Trump didn't even trend. Big truzz did, which was extremely – it was just a thing that I realized. And then people started going after Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa's like, hey, what the hell? Like, yeah, Nick Bosa's probably right now crying because Lamar Jackson and Trump are talking. And now Nick Bosa's crying. Ha-ha, stupid Nick Bosa. And I was, but I couldn't believe that that didn't become a bigger thing just because that's how petty and whatever. I don't care what Lamar Jackson's saying on that. All I care about is Lamar Jackson scoring touchdowns. All I care about is Lamar Jackson or not scoring touchdowns against my team, which is, looked at the roster, an impossibility. He's going to score touchdowns against the Texans. The Texans just need to not play him. But so I thought that was interesting over the weekend. I unleashed a lot of my draft notes. And
What did you unleash?
A lot of my draft notes, and that got a lot of different conversations going because I put some stuff out there that hasn't been out there publicly. And
so do the Ravens have to draft a quarterback now because he said trust Trump?
No. If you would stay online with us, you would know that it wasn't even a big deal, that people tried to – make it not a big deal. Now,
what did Mahdi say about it? Was it appropriate or inappropriate?
Care. She doesn't care about that. She cares about nudity and bad language. Those are the two things.
And bad language, and she's your daughter? She's your wife's daughter?
Yeah, and she goes after my wife all the time. And she cares about people drinking alcohol, too much alcohol. She cares about that. And she cares about drugs.
How about she watches her own house over there?
And she cares about the homeless. Like, for her birthday, she went to a homeless shelter to feed people. That was her birthday. Like, you want to do what for your birthday? I want to go to the Fish and Loaves and go work at Fish and Loaves for my birthday. And her mom said, okay, we'll do that for your birthday.
Wow.
Yeah,
she is Aunt Lydia.
Oh, no, she went and fed. Yeah, Aunt Lydia, there it is. So she went – well, I don't know if Aunt Lydia's going to feed the homeless. I think she's just trying to crank out a bunch of kids, do her part, to make sure that other women crank out the kids.
Don't worry. If that's today's – okay. If we had to have kids, don't worry. Aunt Mahdi would be cranking out kids, okay?
Well, she wants to be a nun. She is – Mahdi is the one who is the most – innocent, and now I can't let her go to school. Like, but mean girls, unleashing mean girls on her because she also fights back. Like, she gets into it. She'll drive you crazy. She's developed a very hard shell of coming back at people because her brothers mess with her all the time. So I can't even unleash her on public schools or unleash public schools on her now. It's just it's too late. Now my wife's got to run with her forever because I can't do that. Because she's also super dramatic. She's literally in musicals and plays, and she can start crying within seconds. And I have dumbass boys who will, like, they're the opposite. They will just, you know, she is cries and goes into hysterics. And then I've got boys who just don't. I've got two of them who will just sit there quietly and just take whatever punishment they get. And then because they know that once it's over, it doesn't matter. They're not going to do what you say anyway.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. On Rahizi's birthday, we got to have a nice big birthday party for him here this morning on the show. So at this point in our lives, let's talk about my man. You know, I went to see my boy Nick last night and hung out with him. We hung out and we were sitting in the backyard. And he just commented, he said, man, the hair looks good, bro. And I was like, yeah, I know. I know all about it. And it's now, you know, can't get a haircut and whatnot, and it's like full and fluffy, and it's like I'm a chia pet now. So yeah, I know all about it. You went bald, and look at me. That's what happened to us, Nick. When we were hanging out 20-some years ago, we both had hair, and now I still do. You don't. You know why I do? Because I'm a boy, Doc Linville. Doc Linville is awesome. The process is simple. You're looking for hair, Doc Linville can get you there. All right? He can't give you hair. He can move your hair with neo-grafting. And if you're looking for the best way to go about this, there's other systems that are just terrible. Trust me. It's hard. It hurts. All of those things. This process is awesome. The people are great. Everything about it. Now you can get a virtual evaluation right now at 975hair.com. The doc will look at your hair and tell you whether or not, or you may just be a PRP guy where he can put the blood, use your own blood to stimulate the hair growth. That's happening too. It's 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so it's 8:32. More draft talk here. We got the draft expert, and it is in 2 days. So we know for sure Burrow to the Bengals. We know for sure Chase Young to the Redskins. What are you predicting for three?
I think three is... I think three will end up being Okuda.
Okuda, three. Four?
Four would be... I'm going to go with Wirfs now. I wouldn't have said it before, but now I think it's worse. I would have told you Becton or Wills, but I'm just getting some negative personality stuff on me.
Well, who do you like the best?
Oh, Wills, easily.
Wills is
your
best.
That's just the football player.
Why are you evaluating Wills different than the other people are?
He is a better – he's a more explosive run blocker. So I can tell you on one-on-one, he's a better athlete than Andrew Thomas in pass protection, and he's better in run blocking than Andrew Thomas. With Tristan Wirfs, he is stronger as a run blocker. He's a more physical run blocker. They both have the same type of footwork. But he's also nastier and more of a finisher and plays with a more physical demeanor than Tristan Wirfs. Mekhi Becton, he is same kind of athlete, similar power, but he is a more consistent run blocker, and he's a little more fine-tuned right now in terms of his technique, where Mekhi Becton is a little more raw. So to me, Wills hits a lot of check marks in terms of technique, toughness, run blocking, pass protection, but I'm just hearing that he's not just he's just really not a great guy to have. Like he was kind of a pain in the ass at Alabama, and that was something I've been getting lately. And Alabama, you know, may not be super excited about some of the stuff Wills did on the practice field. Like if they ask you to do something, Nick Saban expects it to get done. Don't challenge. You don't really need to challenge Nick Saban. But you know, the other thought is, there was a team who said, yeah, but you also have to take into account, you know, Alabama thought he should be taken, that he should go back, and he didn't go back, and he went against the grain on Nick's recommendation to go back, so there's always that out there too. Because, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. I don't think people at LSU were all that jazzed about Sadiq Charles, to be honest with you. And he's LSU's left tackle when he wasn't suspended. They suspended him for the easier games, and then he played for the harder games. He's talented. He's like second or third round talented. He's a talented tackle who could be an NFL starter, but they had some problems with him at times. And so they're not always, you know, they thought he should have come back. And I don't think they are – I think they have some question marks about whether or not he's mature enough to handle it in the NFL. There's a lot of injury issues right now out there for name brand players who could fall in a draft a little bit. And Terrell Lewis from Alabama is one of those guys with a bad knee. He could really plummet. And there's some others that, you know, might not be, you know, the brand names for some people, but in the draft community they would be. I think there's a chance that the first wide receiver now will be Henry Ruggs. There's that chance, depending on how the draft unfolds. I don't think Jerry Jeudy is going to be the first wide receiver off the board. I think it's probably going to be CeeDee Lamb. But I'm telling you, there's a growing sense that Henry Ruggs could be the guy because if you really want speed, then Ruggs is your guy. If you really want speed, Ruggs is your guy. And if you want explosiveness, Ruggs is your guy. And there's some teams who really are targeting him. I think Denver, if Denver moves up, it might be to make sure they get their hands on Ruggs. But any team that moves up into the neighborhood of pick number 11, I think you're going to see them draft their wide receiver. And it will likely be, and I don't think it would be Judy. I think it would be probably Ruggs if a team is trading up. And I know which teams would be, I can't say it on the air, but there are certain teams that they trade up, I know 100% that they're going after Ruggs. So Ruggs is the guy that people really want to get their hands on. And Judy could end up being the third or even fourth. Daniel Jeremiah thinks Justin Jefferson could be a Tampa Bay Buck. He thinks that that's the perfect fit for Tom Brady. That Tom Brady will want a slot receiver, and Justin Jefferson would make the most sense because so many people have been complimentary of Justin Jefferson. They just like he's carrying this great reputation, and there's a belief that if Tom Brady, you know, Tom Brady could look at Jerry Jeudy or Justin Jefferson as opposed to a tackle, which everyone knows they'd like to get their hands on a tackle. So I'm starting to feel more confident. Jalen Reagor from TCU is going to go in the first round. And that was something I wouldn't have told you 2 weeks ago, but I think there are too many teams who view him as the second best speed guy to Henry Ruggs. And that's the thing that everyone wants right now is speed. So, and like I can tell you, I've looked at some of the draft props that are out there, and there's still a lot of them that are really, really hard to tell. But there are others that I think this shouldn't be that hard.
So what do the Dolphins do at five?
Either offensive tackle or quarterback. That's it. I don't see them. Yeah, I mean, they could shock everyone and go Isaiah Simmons, but I don't think so. And I don't think it would be Derek Brown. So Okuda, they just got another cornerback, so it's not going to be cornerback. They just got Byron Jones. So now you could either go one of the top two defensive players or offensive tackle, which they desperately, desperately need. And odds are they will get the second tackle off the board because I think the Giants take tackle at four. So the Miami Dolphins, who have three picks in the first, one of the things that they can do that I'm going to talk about today on NFL Network is they can – I've got to do that at 10 o'clock. So right after the show, I got to bust ass over to the radio station and do a video there. But they are going to they could take a tackle at five and then package their other two picks to move up and still get their hands potentially on either Tua Love or Herbert. And if they really like Jordan Love, there's a chance that they could get him by sitting still with their second pick. Like he could fall there. I don't think quarterbacks are much more likely to fall than tackles. I don't think the top four tackles are going to go inside the first 11 picks. Quarterbacks could have just two go inside the first 11 picks. There's a chance that only two go. There's a better chance, I think, that three go. But I'm starting to think that four won't go inside the top 11 picks.
I think the Chargers have got to take a quarterback. I think they have to.
So the Chargers are a tough situation because they can't suck bad enough to get their hands on Trevor Lawrence. And they are such a non-factor in L.A. now. I mean, they're such a zero.
They need to, yeah.
If they had Tua fall to them,
you almost have to
pull the trigger because he's going to sell so many tickets to the Polynesian community that's there, to the halfway fans who are there, to the fans who want to be on board, who don't like the Rams. He's the name. He's a face. He's a well-known commodity. There's so many reasons that he would sell a bunch of tickets. And you don't have to play him this year. Tyrod Taylor can play. I like Anthony Lynn. I like Tom Telesco. I think they've got a decent situation going over there. They've got some players on defense. They've got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. Like, it's not a terrible situation. They do have to get the offensive line cleaned up. But Tua is the one guy who will make the box office phones ring. People will get tickets because of Tua.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if they have to do that. Because they got to become relevant. They're so irrelevant right now.
I agree. I think they have to take. Even if it's Herbert. Herbert might sell tickets too. There's no offense. There's Wills, Andrew Tom. None of them will sell tickets. And
now,
I know that's
thing.
a lot of times it's a smart thing to do. Even Derek Brown or Isaiah. It doesn't matter. They have to win that city over.
You know who had that opinion and it went terribly wrong? Is the Houston Cougars with Clyde Drexler. They made that move to sell tickets and it was a disaster within 1 year. You still have to selling tickets is important, but winning also sells tickets. And they're in a new city, which obviously made it harder. I mean, my guess is they will. I don't know. They probably got enough financially. I mean, they're getting a new stadium, so maybe they won't regret it. But if this COVID ends up changing and altering the way that sports are played in front of people, they will rue the day they left San Diego. Just rue the day because they will not – they have to win at an extremely high level to keep – you have to win at a high level just to keep people interested in L.A., right? Well, right. What happens if you are going against the Rams already, like a team that went to the Super Bowl, and you got LeBron over there with the Lakers now, and the Dodgers are a major factor, and you have the Angels, and I just think you have to win at a high level just to keep people interested. I don't know how two teams are going to make it there. That seems crazy. It seems like the Raiders should have stayed in Oakland, and the Chargers should have gone to Vegas. That's how it seems like it should have gone.
Right, right. So, I've got offensive tackles with the Giants, the Cardinals, the Browns, and the Jets.
All of those are definitely spots where they could go.
They will hit.
And the other one is Tampa. It could either get to Tampa or Tampa's already digging around about trading up. So they're already making phone calls. Now, the thought is they're trading up for a tackle. There could be an outside chance. They wouldn't trade up for Ruggs because he's an outside receiver and Tom Brady doesn't like to. They already had two guys like that. But there is a thought that they could trade up and go after Justin Jefferson or Jerry Jeudy. But I would think if you like Justin Jefferson, you sit still. I would think if you like Jerry Jeudy, you might be able to sit still.
Yeah, yeah.
But Henry Ruggs right now, watch out for Kansas City trying to make a move up. Watch out for the San Francisco 49ers at 13. Henry Ruggs is the guy that people could trade up for. Henry Ruggs and C.J. Henderson are the two guys that I think you'll see teams trade up for. And he's the cornerback out of Florida.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I drink your milkshake. I have a giant straw. It goes from here to here. We watched that.
Just a bastard in a basket, that's all you are.
That's just so good.
I think you'll agree with me that my name is J.W. No, that's right. My name's
Daniel
Plainview, and this is my son, H.W. I think you'll agree that I'm an oil man, and I know something about the production of oil. And of all these years, I think this is my son, H.W. Plainview, and he's also an oil child.
Why
there's nothing better than Daniel Plainview. Daniel Plainview,
there's so many Bill the Butcher might be better.
Bill the Butcher is great. Daniel Plainview, you could see him getting pissed off. Like, what about the time he's drinking a big glass of milk with a steak, and those guys from the oil place are in there, and he starts putting the napkin on his face and making a bunch of noise. Like, God, Daniel Plainview made me nervous.
Well,
Daniel Day-Lewis makes me nervous.
None of his relationships really ended well.
Mm-mm.
His son.
He struggled with interpersonal communication.
Yes, yes. That's exactly, you hit on that, I think. So his son really, really, that was bad when he's screaming at him, bastard in a basket as he's
bastard
walking
bastard in
out.
A basket! You're nothing but a bastard in a basket!
But of course, it didn't phase his son at all because he was deaf and he couldn't hear him.
Well, I think he could read lips.
But he was walking away from
dad.
Him. He was walking away from him down the hall.
Oh.
That was ineffectual. Now, his translator could hear, but you know that. But there's that. Then, and then the guy, the preacher, that didn't end well.
So you know, a lot of that was, a lot of that was improvised. Scene. Paul Dano said he was terrified. The actor, he was like, I was absolutely mortified because I was horrified, rather, because Plainview is so. I mean, Plainview. Daniel Day-Lewis gets so into character that when he took that bowling pin and chunked it at him, he's like, I didn't know that was going to happen. And he gets so, you know, in Lincoln, so he was Bill the Butcher the entire time he was on the set. You had to call him Bill. You had to call him Mr. President or Abe or Abraham whenever he was Lincoln. He stayed as Lincoln the entire time when he was on the set. He stayed as Bill the Butcher, which is truly terrifying on the set. He stayed in character the entire time when he was, and I mean in his, when he was getting makeup on, they said he was in character the entire time when he was Daniel Plainview. And Paul Dano, who plays the young preacher or whatever, he just said, man, when the bowling pin got thrown, I knew that, you know, I was really going to have this. I was.
This is real. It was,
I had to strap in because we were about to have a scene.
Right. Now, he didn't actually beat his head in with a bowling ball, did he?
No. Not that I know of. They had to do a cutaway. Stop. They probably had somebody tase him.
Right.
At some point. They probably had to tase him and then reshoot. Like, listen, Daniel, you're back. No. Am I back? Yeah, who am I? I don't know who I am. Your name's Daniel. That's all we want to say right now. Are you telling me I'm Daniel Day-Lewis? Because if you are, I've got something for you as well.
No, I'm Daniel Plainview. I will drink your milkshake.
No, that you're an saying. Actor. You're an actor. You did My Left Foot and The Boxer. No, I never did that. I'm an oil man.
So which movie was better, that or No Country for Old Men?
So why do we always put those together?
Because they came out at the same time.
Because I always do the same thing, too. I do No Country for Old Men, and I always do that. I think that for me, I'll go with I Drink Your Milkshake.
Really? I'm going to go with No Country.
I Drink Your Milkshake Saturday Night Live and get ready to play that. I don't know if you saw that one, John.
I like No Country better because I think that's one of the greatest weapons. The nail gun.
Oh my God.
Is one of the greatest weapons in history.
Well, it wasn't even a nail gun. It was an air. It was some kind of air. It like cave your whole head in. Yeah. What's wrong? Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe Raheel's trying to connect to Comrex A and he doesn't realize John's on.
Yeah, that could be it. Today's been one of those days. We'll get it figured out by, I don't know, tomorrow-ish. But we'll get John on at some point today. We'll just count it as a vacation day for John. Just kidding. So anyway, yeah, so there's a Saturday Night Live, if you can find it, where the same guy who does Stefan, Bill Hader, he plays Daniel Plainview, who runs a five and dime, basically, who runs an ice cream parlor, as it were. And they do a whole scene. I hate for John not to be able to hear this, but it is what it is. So here's what I was just talking about, where he does Daniel Plainview, Bill Hader does.
No, now you know who just did this?
What?
I dropped. You know that, right?
Yeah, we know that.
Raheel was trying to connect on this. Mm-hmm.
Well, I said may have been.
That jerk. Oh, yeah, it's his birthday. Guess what I got for him? I got a birthday present for him.
Has he knocked you off all five times? Just tell Raheel to stop.
No, but somebody else might be trying. That's it. People are trying to dial into these bricks.
Well, here's what I told you about, John. Listen to this. Right. Here's Saturday Night Live. Here's Bill Hader as Daniel Plainview, and he owns an ice cream parlor.
One for fat people. I My name is Daniel Plainview. This is my son and partner, H.W. Plainview. I'm an oil man. I travel from state to state searching for oil-rich fields which I can drill on. But when I'm not doing that, I'm on a countrywide quest for my second love, the perfect milkshake. Welcome to my show.
Oil. They call it liquid.
That's That's what it is. It's like a Guy Fieri thing. So he goes around trying different people's. They're just sitting there minding their own business, and he takes a giant straw, and he just basically weasels it into their milkshake and just drinks their milkshake. That's the whole episode.
And Amy Poehler is H.W.
Yeah.
And
this is my son, H.W. Plainview. But now I like No Country for Men also. That was that was a good one.
That was the greatest weapon in movie history, the nail gun.
Whoa. Chris said, the pit bull swimming after you is pretty frightening too. I'll say this. When it comes to suspense, No Country for Old Men was right up there. When those two guys were going after it against each other, basically trying to kill each other, when Josh Brolin was waiting for the creepy guy to come make his, I can't remember what his name was on the movie, but to come make his move. Oh, man, there was so much suspense in that one. That thing was terrifying. And how about the time where he's like, call it?
Well, I don't want to call it. It's either a heads or a tails. I don't know why it's important to call a coin flip. It might end up being a heads or a tails. I don't know.
Call it.
I just don't really want to.
I'm like, don't call it. All I could think of was, just don't call it. Well, if you don't call it, you're going to die. If you call it, it's going to come up heads, you're going to die. I felt like no matter if it came up heads or tails, that old man was going to die in that gas station. And it didn't go well for him. Spoiler alert. John dropped again, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Let's take a break right now so we can see if we can get it figured out. It's 8:56 here on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.